Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now let's say good afternoon to Jonathan Bullard here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, joining us on Dukes and Bell. And welcome to the A, man. Jonathan, welcome to the Falcons. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
This is Jonathan the Gator. I remember watching. This guy was a beast down there in Gainesville, man. You had a hell of a run down there.
I appreciate it.
So what made your decision to come to the Falcons after being in Chicago a few years? Last year we were in Seattle. What made you make this decision that you felt like you could come help this team?
This opportunity. I felt like the opportunity was there for me to come in and help right away. You know, it's new coaching, so it's a new everything for everybody. So the playing field's a little more even for me, and I just come in and, help right away. And also, you know, get back on this side, the East Coast a little bit. I'm closer to my family. My mom living in South Carolina. It's only like 2 hours away. So, you know, that helps.
What do you know about Coach Pease and what they're going to ask of you in this defense?
Honestly, I don't know too much yet about that. I just know that, I want to be able to play all three positions up front. The more I can do to help the team, the more likely I make the 53, the more likely I'm around for a while, you know. So,
right.
That's my goal.
Jonathan, what's your strengths? What do you do well? Obviously, Mike talks about what you did in college when you were blasting guys, but now in the NFL, what do you think your strengths are?
Yeah. I think definitely stopping the run. I think using my twitch. In college, I was a little more undersized, so I shot gaps way more than you do here. Different defensive scheme, obviously, but I think just getting off the ball, hand placement, and really plugging the run up, helping out in that aspect.
Yeah, man, we've been asking everybody, all our new faces. And by the way, there's a lot of new faces, so you'll be out there with the dudes with the name tags on, man. But when you hear about the Falcons, what do you think of this team? And you think this team's still got a chance to make a run with the guys they've got?
I think that just comes in putting on the work, getting out there, running around with the guys, seeing what's going on. But I think every team has a shot. We're all 53 NFL players. We're all here for a reason. It's about the work you put in, how dedicated you are, and how hard you work. So I always think you got a shot.
Do you know Grady or casually? Do you know anybody on the D-line?
No, I don't know them personally. No, I don't. The only person I really know is Dante Fowler because I played with him at UF. But besides that, I don't really know him.
Well, what'd he tell you about coming here? Did you guys talk?
We talked a little bit. We didn't really get into a lot of details. When I got the call, with the opportunity, I called him. Before I made the decision to come here, we talked about it. And, we talked about how it'd be exciting to play together again. And then about a day or so later, I made the decision to pick Atlanta. So I called him back and told him that I was going to be in the A with him. And we super amped, man. He was my college roommate when we traveled. We came in together the same year. So, we've been close friends for a long time. So, we caused havoc together at UF. So, it'd be nice to get back out there and see if we can kind of make the same thing shake.
It is, if you're just tuning in, guys. Jonathan Bullard with us, guys. Former Gator. That's the connection to Dante Fowler. He's here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. So, you got recruited by Will Muschamp back in the day then, right?
I did. Yeah, and Dan Quinn.
That's right, because DQ was part of that D-line when he was in between NFL jobs. So, who else was looking at you? Why'd you choose the Gators, man?
Once again, I just felt like, SEC ball is where it's at. I've seen an opportunity to go there and play right away, which I did. I played as a true freshman, so it's hard to turn down a big school like that when most of the time you can't just walk in and play somewhere like that right away. And I had the opportunity to go in and compete to do that, so I really couldn't turn it down.
So what's your best memory at Florida? What was the moment that you feel like you always will be with you and the one you'll be telling your grandkids?
I don't know about a moment, a best moment, but
it wasn't the time you had like 11 tackles and 18 sacks. You're not gonna you know expand the story a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna boost it. But the whole experience there was amazing. So I'll be talking about all of it, to be honest. It was an amazing experience.
I mean, it wasn't your fault Muschamp got fired. We're not putting that on you, man. And then McElwain came in. We always talk about they won the East 2 years in a row, but it just seemed like McElwain didn't click with the fan base.
Yes. I mean, the first year I was there, we was a bunch of older guys, so it helped them out a lot. You know, you come in, you got a bunch of guys that's already been there. And, you know, he didn't come in and try to change a lot. He kind of let us roll through it the first year when I was there. I heard it changed a little bit when all the older guys left that year. But the first year, man, he just came in, you know, he set us down, talked to us about what we wanted, how we seen the team and stuff like that. And we kind of just rolled out with that. But we had a lot of good players that year. So, you know, it was a little easier for him, I would say, that year. And second year, I'm not sure, you know, what happened, why they went downhill or none of that because I was gone.
Jonathan Bullitt joining us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline, one of our newest Falcons on the D-line. So take us behind the curtain, man, at Florida. What's it like when Georgia is on the schedule that week and you guys are getting ready? I mean, how much hate conversation is had on the field? What's it like? Because we always talk about these rivalries and how intense they can be. And whether Georgia's good or Florida's good, you know what you're going to get on that particular Saturday. What was it like when you were there and how much of the amped up atmosphere was happening?
Yeah, it's the Florida Georgia game is crazy because it's played in Jacksonville, you know, so, you know, the night before you go down there, you ride over that bridge and, you know, they call it the tailgating party and you see everybody out there and it's just, you know, most of the time, whoever wins that game wins the East, you know, right. So it's kind of like a mini championship game for you. So, you know, you're amped, you know, you got to win it. It's a must win. And, you know, the hatred is there from both sides. We both know we got to go through each other to win it. So it's usually always, like you said, no matter which team should be the best, it's usually always pretty, most of the time, unless we whoop them. But most of the time, it's a pretty close game. so, you know how rivalry games go. So it's a good experience. I enjoyed it. That's one of my favorite games. You know, a lot of the guys from Florida are from Florida. So they hated Florida State. You know, for me, I wasn't from there, so I didn't know them dudes that went to Florida State. So for me, it was like, we need to win Georgia. This is how we're going to win a ring or something, beating Georgia. You know, we got to win them all, This is how we get to the SEC championship by beating Georgia. So, you know, for me, that was the most important. They're all important, but we knew that was a big one for us to be able to accomplish what we wanted to, which was win the East.
Right, because you were playing as a freshman, Carl. He was playing against Jameis when Florida State was still good.
Yeah, well, listen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I went through that.
He's like that. I guess you didn't get – did you get a sack on him?
No.
No? All right. Yeah, man.
Well, hey, by the way, I was going to ask one thing where our specialty is helping guys put weight on. If they want you to really beef up to be the nose, man, we can help you with that, Jonathan.
We're foodies.
Hey, I think I'm big enough. I don't want to get too big.
All right, man. All right, just check it.
Well, you'll get a chance to see Jameis, I think, again in this division, man. So you'll get a chance to go up against him. Hey, while we have you on the horn, man, it's Jonathan Bullitt. So Seattle this year, you were there. And all this conversation about Russell Wilson and come on, man, what do you know? He want out? What's the deal?
I have no idea.
Come on, Jonathan.
Spill it. Come on, man. Spill it.
I don't have it. I don't have it for you. I have no idea. I don't know. I know everything seemed fine when I was there, so I don't know if it's rumor or not, but I have no idea.
All right. Because we've been using all our sources to get all intel on all the other teams, so we figure it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot.
You had to give it a shot.
All right, one more before we let you go. Pete Carroll, kind of crazy, isn't he? What's going on with Pete Carroll? Come on, Jonathan.
No, I don't got nothing for you, Bob.
All right. Carl, we'll do that.
He's like, homie, I'm in the league. I'm not trying to get out of the
Carl,
league.
Carl, we'll do the happy quiz. We'll go good cop, bad cop. Tell us about playing with Larry Fitzgerald. And also, we love Larry. How much fun was it playing in Arizona?
He's great.
It was good. Larry's a good guy. He's a great guy. The organization is around Larry. Them fans are Larry crazy. You know, I always say Larry runs Arizona. But, yeah, Larry's a good dude, man. Hard worker, comes in. You know, good leader. So I enjoyed my time there with Arizona.
Well, we hope you enjoy your time here, Jay. Seriously, appreciate the time today. Welcome to the ATL, and we're excited to see what you can do it, man, and how you can help our club. Look forward to seeing you at camp. So good luck with everything.
All right, I appreciate it, y'all, for having me. Yeah,
okay, man. Thanks, JB.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.